the antithesis of catcalling that I've experienced is men saying the gay F word to me in public. And there have been times when, like, someone will say it driving by in their car, and I'll agree. I'm just like, yes! Correct!
You're like,
ding, ding, babes! How'd you know?
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show, starring me, your girl, Drew, your favorite, your one and only, always. And today I have one of my favorite people on the internet to ever exist, the king of TikTok himself, Chris Olsen.
Oh my God. Wow. I didn't even have all those titles for myself. Wow.
I make it a habit to suck off every single one of my guests. I make it a habit.
Whoa.
Because I do it metaphorically, and now I'm going to do it physically.
Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's only a few issues I see with that. Not that we need to name them.
No, it's okay. We don't need to talk about it.
Yeah. It's so right. Wow. I'm in for more than I even knew today in this little yellow chair.
I'm such a fan of you.
I'm sweating.
We have a giant fan right here.
We have a giant fan because I said before this, I will. One thing about me is I'm going to sweat.
One thing about me? I'm a sweat.
I'm gonna sweat.
One thing about me, girl, I'm a sweat.
Yeah. It just means our bodies are working.
That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. Body positivity.
Body positivity.
Normalize sweating.
Normalize sweating.
Normalize sweat.
And I've always said that.
You know what? I stand by that.
And I've said that since day one. Out of the womb, normalize ass sweat, my first three words.
There you go.
So, what did you ask me?
Honestly, I'm just such a fan of you. I was sucking you off.
Oh my God. And I'm as you were.
Yeah.
And now, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Do you consent? I am also such a fan.
Me too.
Ever since you graced the screens of all of our For You pages.
You're so
sweet. I think every single person. Well, if you're watching this, for sure.
Yeah.
But truly, all of us.
Yeah.
You just, like, popped onto the scene.
I'm trying, girl.
You know also, I mean? At a time that I feel like a lot of people around the time that I blew up, it was like the golden age of TikTok creators blowing up all at once.
Oh yeah,
it was deep quarantine. There were so many people blowing up at once, and then it kind of slowed down. I would say after that, it was like a lot harder to break through the mold become like a huge creator. But like here she is.
Oh, stop.
Here she is, world. You took the world by storm.
I'm like, oh my god. Stop. Okay, fine. We can talk about me. That's fine.
Continue on.
That's fine. You want to talk about me? That's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, it's because you were just talking about things that, and in such a way that had not been done and that needed to be heard.
You're so sweet.
So slay the world.
Oh my God, slay.
Men all over are quaking now. They're so upset that
I know.
You happened
now
to blow
up. I'm truly like a terror. I'd be haunting their dreams.
Can you believe how many people are scared of you?
No, I truly can't.
Like,
to this day.
They think about you all the time.
I'd be living in there rent free.
You are living in people's heads. In
studio apartment up there.
Studio.
You know what I mean?
I would say you have a one bedroom at this point.
I upgraded.
Like the amount. There are people who love you and you live in their heads, but like the amount of people who are just who go about their days
and
like waiting for that notification that you've stitched a video or even like tweeted back at them.
I know my tweets too.
Even the tweets. Some of them. I don't have a Twitter, but I like popped onto your Twitter for the first time because I have a little lurk account.
Ooh,
I was like,
that.
Oh my God, she's living on Twitter.
Yeah, jeez. That's where I run wild.
Yeah.
I run wild, I run free.
That's where like it's fully,
lawless
like,
over there.
The hinges are absolutely off.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like you know, you're so like directed on TikTok and it's so, like you're so direct. You have such a way with your words. Twitter is just like watch the f*** out.
Yeah,
whatever thought pops into my head, you're going to say it.
Everyone's going to see it. Everyone's going to see it. Everyone's going to suffer. I'm going to make sure everyone deals with it.
Everyone's
I'm gonna make it
scared.
Everybody's problem.
Yeah,
as you should.
But it's also yes, the amount of men who are scared that you're gonna make a stitch about them, but the amount that want you to and that you don't, is like almost the more powerful move to
crazy,
make.
Crazy, huh?
I see you keep trying to get me to give you a little bit of like my clout.
And no,
no
thank
babes.
You. No, blow up on your own.
No,
good luck though.
Yeah, good luck.
I don't think people who work at the cinema.
Right.
I don't think they're
I don't think they're buying a ticket.
They're not growing an audience, I don't think.
No, my God. I don't think anyone's bought a ticket.
I don't think Five Guys workers really do that. Right. I don't think they're very good at that.
Right.
What would I know, though?
That's actually the one time that someone made, like, a full... Maybe not the one time, but the one time I saw it where someone made a full, like, hate video about me.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you want to say something. Initially, you're like, I'm ready to clap back. But then I was like... It makes him even more of a fucking loser.
Yeah, literally.
If he made this and I didn't even see it, babe.
Yeah, that's it's shouting into the void.
Granted, I'm telling you all right now, I did see it. It upset me a lot. But
you know what? We're honest around here.
And we're honest in this room.
And nothing's wrong with that.
In this room. I felt honesty as soon as I stepped in. It almost started like pouring out of me.
Exactly.
My thought is like, if I don't say anything to you, this just makes this video even more sad.
Oh, yeah. I stay starving people out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because drenched. Then he made follow-up videos.
Oh,
because it was his first time like getting a lot of views. He was like, oh, let me keep using Chris's name. And I'm like, right.
You
got to use my name. Yeah. Right. Of course.
Sometimes they'll put me in the thumbnail. Like, they'll put my face in the thumbnail because they know it'll make people watch it.
And that's a fan edit.
Yeah. And that's what I said. I said, am I not in BTS?
Like, my God.
You made a CapCut edit of me and you're telling me that's not fan?
Didn't
that's
someone fan even shit? Almost make like a Velocity edit of
yeah,
you?
They did.
But
of
it was
me.
Like a hate video.
Yeah,
at the
and
same
they
time.
Picked a really good picture of me.
Mm-hmm.
And to that I say thank you.
I mean, all of the photos are good photos.
And
let's
honestly,
be real.
Speaking of, that's a perfect transition actually into our topic for today. Because today we're going to talk about the objectification of men and women.
Thank God.
Right?
Oh,
I'm saying.
My
and
God.
We're going to talk about both. So I don't want to hear, like, what about men?
What about all of you men?
What about the men? Men's
Come
rights.
On.
Men's rights.
Men's rights. What about men's wrongs?
I support women's rights and I support women's wrongs.
And as we all should.
That's what I'm saying. As that does not translate to men, though.
No.
Let it be known. Not in this world.
No, and it can't. Too many people are out here already supporting men's wrongs.
Always.
They don't need.
They're living men's wrongs, honestly.
They are living.
They're entrenched in men's wrongs.
Fan behavior for men's wrongs.
So what are your, like, what's your knee-jerk reaction when I talk about objectification of men and women?
Honestly, it's like... It's well, obviously, it's, we center in society around a lot around like how women are very consistently objectified. But I remember seeing a video about the running one.
The running one. Yeah.
So it was like it was a girl running down like the West Side Highway in New York, and she was like, "God, the men here are like so hot. I'm living for it."
Yeah.
And then a guy stitches it and is like, what are you doing objectifying me? Just kidding. It's not a big deal. And I was like, initially, I'm like, yes. You're on a good point there.
Yes.
You're on a good point there. Like, yes, we shouldn't. There's honestly a lot of times that I feel like women can get sometimes a free pass on objectifying men.
Yeah.
Just because it's not
the
really,
least they could do.
It's yeah. Yeah, we're right. It's like, and it's not really focused on, like, no one's like,
it's not pointed.
Right.
It's not like violent in its very nature or aggressive.
No,
it's more
no.
so just like admiration.
Yes. Right? Yes. I honestly think like it's so interesting how we like talk about types in general a lot of the time in society. It's like people objectify in the way of like men being like, I want like a 5'2" girl with 9 foot tall energy who weighs 12 pounds, but is also thick.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
big titties, big ass, no stomach.
No
I swear
stomach.
To God, if I,
I
see a stomach.
And at the end of the day, I'm like, around the topic of types, why do we even feel the need to communicate them?
On the shell.
What? Who do you need? Why
nothing
do you,
but a shell.
Right. Why do you need to even tell people your type and like and just like kind of like pigeonhole everyone your idea of what a woman should be or a man at this point?
Yeah.
So I don't know. For objectification as a whole, I'm like, I'm half like I understand it. What did you bring up before this podcast? Videos of men crushing watermelons.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be on my knees for that.
Listen.
Okay?
We're in honesty circle again.
Okay?
Listen.
And guys, just don't tell anyone that, right? Just
that's between us.
Keep it to yourself.
That's
between us.
Yeah.
I'll be on my knees for that. But at the same time, the voice memo that plays over that is being like, Chris, get the fuck up. Because I know I should not be on my knees for no man.
For no man.
For no man.
Especially not one with a watermelon between his legs, babe.
But like, make it my head.
But like, do I want to be the fruit? Okay, maybe.
But like, maybe. I don't know. Should we turn on the fan? like, no. Anyway, yeah, like I get.
It's a fine balance. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's a fine balance because at the same time, I'm like, maybe like none of us should objectify people
ever.
Unless you're in that kind of relationship with them.
Where it's like consensual.
It's
in
consensual.
Sense. Yeah.
And
I think it's like what you said, how men and women, it varies.
Yes.
And like when you were talking about types, that's a really good point. I've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Whereas when you see terrible men who tend to objectify, mm-hmm. right? When they describe a type, it's all about looks. When you ask women, they're like, someone who's nice.
Someone who's literally nice to me.
That'd be great.
Like, I would love someone who doesn't emotionally manipulate me.
If that's cool with y'all.
If there is anyone out there who fits that one criteria, we're set.
Hit me up.
I don't care what you look
if
like.
If there's anything, like, I don't know, maybe you have a job. Mm-hmm. Ambition.
Right, right.
Be nice, respectful, not a bigot. I feel like that's more than enough
right.
for me.
Maybe like take me on a date once.
They don't even get to looks yet. Because
they're
like, I need to make sure you're not rotten on the inside before I even entertain entering a relationship with you. Where I think that lends towards obviously patriarchy and like male-female gaze. And I think a lot of times objectification is never for the women. Like, that doesn't make them feel good. And we've told them that many times.
Right, right.
They tend to ignore it.
Because the argument is always like, it's a compliment.
To who, babe?
To who?
To who? And I always think they're like, well, why else would you go out dressed like that? Because I want to?
Right.
Y'all want to talk about rights, right? The right to put on pants?
Yeah, I want to look in the mirror. The right to put on pants. I want to look in the fucking mirror and like live for that. You know what I mean?
And I always think too, like, do you have any idea how long it takes to get ready? Sometimes for some women who like do a full beat, like glam hair, everything, they look and feel their best.
Right.
You think they're doing that for you and you work at Staples?
At Staples. Sears even. Like, I just think.
Kohl's.
Kohl's. Get your Kohl's cash now.
Kohl's cash.
Like,
she'd
that's
probably
all you
rather
have
Kohl's cash than be objectified.
Than be objectified. It's like to do an hour and a half of like glam for the man who was like waiting on a doorstep that you just happened to walk by.
I knew you were gonna be here. That's why I got glam today.
And you know what? You're always out here. You're always out here.
And I got ready just for you.
I got ready
I'm
just
so
for you.
I'm so glad you're
and
here.
You know what? I'll be the first to say it. If a woman did that, more power to her.
There
if she
go.
Was just doing it for that man, like slay. But I'm gonna hypothesize for 1 second.
As an empath.
As an empath.
I'm sensing that's probably not it.
I'm sensing
nine times out of ten.
No.
I'm sensing that's probably not it.
Right.
Well then when men are like, well, what about when we get objectified? You eat that shit up. Not every man does. Some men get uncomfortable. For example, my boyfriend really hates it.
Right.
But it's more so because with him, it gets very aggressive in the sense where it's like fetishizing.
Yes.
So like, I mean, I'm sure you deal with that too because you're a hottie too.
Yeah. I mean,
so I'm sure people objectify you too.
Right. It's different. Like there's two. It's like. I think it goes back to what you were saying about women. It's like when I'm not doing anything that's leaning towards the idea of like sexuality or like if I'm not literally crushing a watermelon between my thighs, I don't want you to talk about how like it looks like.
I know exactly what you mean. Like, yeah, you're literally like flipping a pancake and they're like, oh, I bet that dick is big. Like, okay. Well,
it's like,
literally like
it looks heavy.
Yeah.
I'm like, just what are you talking about? Oh my god. And then
it's you posting a video of you crying.
but
it's misplaced.
The way that's literally happened, I'll be like crying but like be wearing gray sweatpants while I'm crying and they're like, I hope you're okay, but also like
do a jiggle.
like let me get on my knees. I'm like, so yeah, it's
not the point of the video, but they write something like
right not the point of the video, but like
also.
I get, so it's really when it's something that's not like, you know, like Billy just walking around living his life.
Yeah, exactly.
If he's not, he's just like
existing.
I mean, look at him, you know, he's literally just like he's existing and people are attacking
feral.
In that way.
Mm-hmm.
But like if I'm to post, as I do sometimes on my not Olsen Chris account, mm-hmm. if I'm to post like a thirst trap, like Sure.
Well, then, yeah, it's inviting it. In
inviting
sense.
You're it. Like, say
I'm feeling good about myself.
Say something. You know what I mean?
But I think, something now.
Right.
Say something.
Say something now.
I swear to God.
Within the first 10 minutes of the video being posted, or else it's going to all be over.
Otherwise, I'm deleting it and I'm never posting it again.
And I'm never posting a video again. But I think that's where it gets confusing, is people think, well, you've posted a thirst trap before.
Yeah.
Or people think with women, they're like, well, yeah, you've posted a thirst trap before. Or like, you've maybe like flirted with a guy at a bar before. I saw you flirting with another guy. So
I
doesn't
saw you
that
make
mean-
eye contact with a man the other day. You don't want me to comment on your big titties when you walk outside?
I saw you order coffee and that barista was a man.
I saw it with my own eyes.
I saw you talk
to them.
You
know what you are? A hypocrite.
And so that's why they think like, oh, because it's happened before, you must, then the invitation is open.
Yeah,
but it's like,
gates are open.
No, babe.
That's not
true. Such
a thing as consent. So that's why.
There is such a thing.
They always bring up OnlyFans a lot of times. They'll try to shame sex workers. But see, that's the issue of consent. They're consenting to it. They're making a choice
right.
to do it and welcoming it. And you're also paying for it, you dumbass.
Yeah, also, babe, like, I bet, like, if you're DMing her on OnlyFans, I'm gonna, like, she's not actually answering you.
That's gonna tell him.
That's an assistant, babe.
That's an automated response.
And fucking power to the assistant.
I'm saying, give
me that job. Any of my friends who have an OnlyFans, I'm like, let me respond to those DMs for you. Because I'll get freaky. I'll say some shit.
I'll get silly and goofy.
Right. And also, even with OnlyFans, if someone's, you're paying for it. So, mm-hmm. and that's their job to like respond in a certain way. But there's a screen in front of you.
Yeah.
You can't like actually
touch them or say anything to them.
Right. There's
physically.
There's a barrier. And there's a reason there's a barrier.
Yeah, you weirdo.
Because they don't want to be talking to you back.
Yeah. Because this is called a job.
Yeah.
She's clocked in.
Right.
She's literally on the clock. So, like, speaking of the video that you brought up, that's the video we're going to talk about. Go into the comment section. For those of you who don't know, what we like to do here is we bring videos here from TikTok specifically, and we rip them to shreds, and we get into the comments.
Let's bring it up.
So the comments on this video about the... Oh, also, what I was going to say before I get into the comments is the man being like, don't objectify me, and then being like, just kidding. You can objectify me. That's fine. It kind of opens up this other channel where they're like, well, if women dress like that, then that means I can objectify them because this man said it was okay.
Right, because like initially he's saying like, don't objectify me as a man, and I'm like, exactly.
Like,
speak on it.
Yeah.
Am I saying that
say
to a man? Oh,
you're like, I guess.
Maybe
with
I
an
don't.
Asterisk yeah. next to it.
Speak on it? Question mark. Parentheses. but then when he like literally just goes back on it, then it's saying like it's kind of making fun of whenever a woman is like, so you shouldn't do that. Actually, just kidding. Please keep doing it.
Yeah, it's,
because it's true. If a guy was running down the West Side Highway and it was like, these hot bitches keep running past me, I'm upset. Do you like my straight voice? Literally,
it's
the corner.
It's a little foreign.
It's a little foreign.
It sounds foreign.
It's like a different register starts like coming out, and my brain starts. But like, then if a guy was doing that, it wouldn't be. It would be a little like predatory.
Mm-hmm. Little creep town.
Right.
Creep town.
Right.
USA. And what's that's like some of the comments on here are also like kind of they're steering into that skid of like making fun of women who complain about this.
Right.
So like the first one says, not just a victim, but a survivor.
That man has never been through anything in his life.
No, truly. And also joking about assaults.
let's dive in. Have you heard of therapy?
Dark humor.
Dark humor, which apparently none of us get.
Me especially.
Apparently none of us have ever
understood. I'm so ignorant.
Dark humor.
I'm so ignorant to dark humor.
Right. I guess jokes about assault should be much funnier than they are. But that's at a higher plane.
I think it's because I'm a stupid woman.
I think so.
I'm a stupid woman. That's probably what it is.
I'm afraid to
My vagina makes it... I'm incapable of understanding.
Right, dark humor.
Big brain humor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Top shelf humor.
Right. Me as a gay as well, I've never understood a dark joke in my life.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. And
the
you know
gays
what?
And
we're
girls.
Both not white. Right.
Yeah.
So, like,
it's just like
we
just keep getting knocked down.
Honestly.
On this humor spectrum.
Why men are the most oppressed? Why straight men are the most oppressed?
I feel bad for them, like a lot of the time.
They go through so much.
Let's uplift and support. Not just a victim, but a survivor. And yeah, say it again. Truly. Say it again for the white men in the back.
Yeah, they need it. You guys need all the support you can get, apparently. This next one says, if you're running without a shirt, you're obviously asking for it. Yeah, once again, like, it's kind of staring into a just, skid.
It, right, we're right. Mm-hmm. It's really, I'm not much of, I do comment like a fair amount on TikTok Same. Videos I enjoy.
I'm starting to figure out I can't go as wild as I used to.
No.
Because sometimes I'll be writing like the most wild shit and people go, girl, what are you doing girl, here? And I'm all,
yeah, like literally then I, like Drew. How did you get here? How did you get here? But my thought for these guys writing the comments, I'm like, were you like sitting behind your phone? Like, did you take like 10 or 15 minutes to think about what you want to say?
Right.
Like, did you draft things up? Did you go on like the notes app of your computer and like write down a few sentences?
Workshop it a little bit.
And workshop it and see like, that's the one.
That's the
if
one.
If you're running without a shirt, you're asking for it.
Exactly. Ugh. Exactly. That's going to hit so good. I'm going to get a viral comment.
Right, right. Yeah. I'm like, what is the deal with trying to get a viral comment?
I don't know.
No one's going to remember. Don't.
like, are you the person who wrote that comment?
Wait, I saw that comment.
Wait, you're the one who wrote not just a victim but a survivor?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I loved that one.
Wait, I love that. Like, come up to you at Disneyland, be like, that, you're the one.
Oh my god.
You're
that guy. Do you mind if we take a picture?
Do you mind if we take a photo? I'll just like put the comment in the caption or right? something like that. Help.
This next one says if a male did that, then they would be toast. How old is that person?
That's,
who says you?
That's
toast.
A young child.
You're toast.
And give your phone back to your mom.
Put it on the dresser.
Like, put it on the dresser. Let your mom pick it up because I don't think you should be.
That guy would be right toast.
Now. You'd be fucking toast, man.
What a lame thing to write.
I'm hurt. I'm hurting.
And this last one says, "That's how women feel," which is, I mean, I think that's being serious. Like that one's being serious. Like, it's like, yeah, that's kind of. It's yeah. almost like you run so far past the point, you kind of come right back to it.
Right.
Like kind you're trying like, to be funny, but you end up in the spot that we were all
yeah,
at
right.
initially. Right, that's where right. we want you
it's,
to be.
We've gone all the way around in a circle. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of like, it's something, it's called like the horseshoe effect or something.
Yeah.
Whenever you go so far on one side, you end up getting like close back to back the to center. The,
yeah,
like yeah, that it is how women feel.
Yeah.
It's just like even when I think about when I'm like hanging out with some of my girlfriends like in New York or yeah. in LA, if I'm to like go home at the end of the night, I'm just like, okay, peace, like yeah. we're gonna figure. But if I have to like think about my friend Make walking sure. home yeah. at night or something, it's mm-hmm. a fully different game. Because yeah. like yes, like if I were to get like on the rare case I would get catcalled on my way home. First of all, it would probably make for a great content moment
because
I would be like, hello, my God, West Hollywood.
Dude, what are we?
But yeah, I would literally be like, I'm so starved. I would be like, actually.
You're like, never mind.
I'm like, cut the cameras. But for the girlfriends, like you really have to make sure they're mm-hmm. going to be okay walking yeah. down that West Side Highway, walking home. You
it's
know?
Like a completely different,
totally different game.
Yeah.
So it is like the objectification of men and women. Like it is a little, it's different in a way.
Yeah, because one could very well threaten safety. The other yeah. is just it's creepy and weird and inappropriate.
Right.
It's all inappropriate, but one could lead to you
totally.
Being murdered. So
totally
one could. Be a lot worse
again yeah. it's like as we because I as I'm sure you do too you like mm-hmm. hear the comments back in your head after
oh,
you say
yeah.
something you're like I know what you guys are gonna say yeah. about that again I know I'm sure there have been moments when a man has been walking home and they felt unsafe or something
yeah.
and like women can be stalkers towards men mm-hmm. as well but it's just like the percentage of times that happens
yeah,
for
men
versus women though I did see a take once that yeah. like someone was saying like men can't be sexually assaulted because that only happens.
That's beta behavior.
That's beta, and I'm like, someone's like, that's an ick. I'm like, yeah. So no. So like, so once again, we've gone too far.
Yeah, again.
Whoa.
One more time. Reel it back.
Just like,
a little bit.
So yeah, like men can have these issues too. It's just
yeah.
like we have to be considering what the volume
yeah.
is at hand.
Well, also the uneven power dynamics. They're very different. Like
yeah.
to say that women are superior. superior to men in a patriarchal society is just not true.
Right.
So to act like the interactions are the same is just not true.
Yeah.
Like, women are constantly kidnapped, harassed, and murdered mm-hmm. when they're walking alone at night. The odds, like you said, of right. being a man are far less. Does that mean it never happens? No.
No.
But does that mean it's anywhere near as common? Also,
also
no.
Also no.
So two things can be true at once. It right. could be bad for both, but one could be infinitely worse.
The amount of times, like, I've walked home with a friend or something,
yeah.
and she's been like, I usually get catcalled so much, but the difference of when I'm walking with a guy, mm-hmm. or I feel like I saw a story once where, like, a girl got catcalled and she was walking with a guy, and then the guy apologized to the man who she was walking with. He, like, catcalled her and then was like, oh, sorry, bro.
See what I mean? Like, the respect only goes to the man or something. Men. Like, and the fact that they won't do it because of a man is, again, a whole nother issue.
Once again, like, yeah, like, yeah. let's just hear the way these things work.
Yeah, well, I've talked about this before, but it's like this, it's kind of in the same vein as, like, when men who really, really hate me want to write terrible shit about me, whether they send it to me personally or put it on the internet. When they find out I have a boyfriend, if they go and message him, it's never bad about him.
Never bad.
They just want to tell him how much they hate me, but they're like, but you look so good. You look great.
They're like,
honestly,
that's,
if it never
works out.
Is that
a gay man?
But the amount of times it's like, it almost goes to a point where it's like, well, if you're ever, I don't know, single, let me know.
If you're ever single, like, bro, maybe we can live together.
Maybe we kiss. Up to you. Listen, I like to do both at the same time. Right. I'm a multitasker.
Lift and kiss. Lift, it's a workout thing. It actually, lift then kiss.
it's a tech. Like those push-ups, yeah. like the couple.
Right. Right. But are your DMs
yeah.
your message requests
yeah.
worse than your public comments? Or would you say the public shit is worse
Ooh.
Than the private stuff?
It depends on the platform. Because on TikTok, I would say the comments are worse. But no, I think on Instagram, because it's a message request on Instagram, like right. they could say literally anything. They say the most vile shit to me on Instagram.
Right.
Sometimes.
And they think no one's going to see it.
Exactly. Sometimes including me.
So yeah. A lot of the time they don't even think you're going to see it. Yeah. They're like, I'm just going to say this shit and I don't give a.
Oh, the amount of times I've posted one, because I never blur out names ever. You want to be bold? Okay.
Period.
Yeah. I said, you want to be the star in my circus? I'm going to send you the shoes and nose priority mail.
Yep.
You
yep.
are going to be front and center.
Yeah, you are going to the clown shoes.
You want to be a main character? I'll make sure of it.
Yeah,
so
okay,
I literally
here we go.
Posted it one time. Some dude messaged it to my boyfriend. Some terrible shit about me.
I feel like I saw this.
Yeah, and then I tweeted it and I put a picture of what he looked like. Then I made fun of what he looked like and he deleted his whole Instagram. But before that, he messaged me and said, can you please take that down? I work at a school and my school's going to. Sorry, bitch.
You did. You worked at a school, so why did you
oh,
do it in the
God.
First place?
Thank God you're educating the youth. I'm so glad.
Oh,
I'm
my
so
God.
Glad to hear that.
Wow, thank God you're in
I'm
that
so
kind
glad
of space with children.
Oh, I'm so glad they're employing bigots. I'm so happy to hear it. Get the
hello.
Out of here.
But also the way people can, like, even if you didn't post that shit, if you just posted like his name,
yeah.
people would find everything
oh, yeah.
immediately.
Oh, absolutely.
We have detectives.
Oh yeah.
We have detectives
the amount of times,
in the comment section.
Oh my gosh, one time this dude
Was
when this dude purposely tagged, I'm sure you saw it because I made a TikTok about it, but he literally tagged me in his Instagram story unprovoked, never yep. seen him, never talked to him. He literally just was calling me fat. And so
sure.
I reposted it, right? That's and then he lost his mind. I'm like, you wanted me to see this, right? You tagged me. Did you not want
that
me
was
to,
supposed to go into my DMs?
I'm like, teehee, we're having fun.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't want the repost.
You didn't want the clout, the smoke.
And literally someone tagged me in a comment and they were like, I figured it out. I figured out why he did this. His girlfriend of 3 years, they broke up and now she's with a new guy and he's in much better shape and much more handsome. And today's her birthday. So she's celebrating and that's why he's being a hater.
Whoa.
That girl found all of that.
The
he only had like 12 pictures.
Oh my God.
And then he was like, what does that have to do with anything?
The
I way
didn't
they,
even remember
the,
it was
the way
her.
They can't even lie. Like if she aired my
Come
shit
on.
Out like that, I would lie so hard. I'd be like, you're out of your mind, bitch. Yeah. That's never happened to me.
No way. I didn't even know when his birthday was.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I've literally never heard of that girl. I would have lied so he can't lie. So he was like, what does that have to do with anything?
And listen, I'm like, I will go into, I'm a shameless like detective as well. Like
mm-hmm.
There have been times you've posted men and I'm like, oh, I'm going to, let me find out everything about their lives. And it's so funny to me because usually if you post someone, they'll immediately go private or delete their every account they ever have on social media. Yep. But it's what's so funny to me is the guys that like keep their accounts
they
open.
They double down.
And are like, I don't give a f-. They'll leave their comments open. Their a photo on Instagram will have like 12 likes and like 3,000 comments. just being like
the amount of times that's happened.
Being like, what are you still doing?
My
here?
Favorite part is the spiral. Like when they try to double down. Like they're like, I'm not going to take it back. I'm not going to take it back. Okay, right. I always say my favorite stage is it's like this five stages.
It's denial.
Of
denial.
Yeah, it's denial and the delusion. Like they're like, this is exactly what I wanted to happen. Okay. Like, well, then it looks like we both win.
No. Yeah, exactly. I got what I wanted to happen, and you get
yours too.
Win-win
then, babe. You're
right.
Welcome.
So aren't you happy?
You're welcome.
Aren't you? You're getting all these followers?
Yeah, it literally staggers. Like, it drops so quickly. Like, it goes from that, and then it ends with, I just don't know why she would ever do this to me.
Yeah, then it immediately.
I'm a small account, and she's not.
Well, I'm a small account.
You would think you would realize that before you tagged me in the video of you calling me a fat bitch.
Right.
You would have taken that into consideration.
It's always so interesting how quickly they
spiral.
Understand victims.
Mentality.
They're so quickly like, I stand with victims. I am one. Like
immediately.
They so quickly, it's the horseshoe.
The tone shift.
They've gone all the way. They're so bold and everything. Yeah. And then immediately about stuff that would be like anti-victims
or be like
fuck women who just like try to take down men and all this shit, and then they become one and they're like
I told someone once, I'm like, you know what that's called? A victim mentality. And y'all love to make fun of women for that. They're like, you guys just constantly make yourself victims. Okay, then when I do it, I'm a big bully.
Right.
And you're the poor, innocent man who didn't do it.
The poor. I mean, it's just like, if they can treat you, a big personality on the internet like that, imagine how they're treating like the fucking women in their life.
I'm saying. And like, that's why I almost said, see, that's the difference between me and other creators. I built my platform this way.
Right.
So what makes you think I'm not going to put it on a billboard, on Sunset Boulevard?
On a billboard.
Who says I'm not going to do that?
Come on.
That's why I said a lot of creators can't do that because their brand is different. They're very brand friendly.
Yeah.
I'm not. So
and
this
she's
is my
still,
brand.
And she's still getting her check. Let's talk about that for a second. There have been times when like there was another there are people who stay in my I have a few like of those
repeat
tight
visitors.
Fans who love staying in my DMs and just saying the worst things to every and they follow me fully.
Same.
I click on the account and it says follow back. I'm like, so you want to, like, you're a fan. You want to continue seeing this kind of stuff. And I remember there was one time I made a full video because there was one guy who had been DMing me the shitty stuff for over a year. And I was like, you're in love.
The dedication.
But you want to know what he would do? And
do
I
you
bet,
like me or
and
something?
And you know what? I bet he's going to watch this. So, hey, King, you want to know what he would do?
What?
He would send all of it. Unsend it after a few months and then send a dick pic.
Okay.
And then
he's going through it up here.
He's going through it and then unsend it and then start hating again. He would just be, we would be going.
He's just constantly being triggered by you.
Doing the rounds. He's consistently but also literally in love with me and wanting me to like hook up with him or some shit. Like he wants me to he's like, okay, the hate didn't work.
He's like,
here's my dick.
What are your thoughts? what are your thoughts?
Can we just spitball here?
Yeah, let's start talk rolling. About it. Let's talk about
and
it.
And so I made
it.
Like a full ass video about him, about like dating things, being like, this is he sent his first hate message here. These are all the things he's ever said to me. and then he unsent them all. This is the blurred out photo.
Oh
and then he
God.
Sent, and then I literally, I pressed post and then I swiped out of the app and unposted it because I was like, I will not be giving this man my clout.
Yeah.
I was
it's
like,
so hard.
It's such a fine line.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's, but it's sometimes it's like you need these men need the smoke.
Oh yeah, absolutely. For me, it's like it. Whenever I choose to do that about men who intentionally post hate about me, I always know. I can tell. You can tell too.
You probably, can tell
when it's men who think I'm never gonna see it.
Right.
When men who purposely do it because I know they want me to see it, that's different. The vibes are different.
Like there's if someone like sends like a one off DM of something really like just really mean.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll respond to it and then they'll leave it on read or be like or make a joke back like oh ha ha, ha, ha yeah lol yeah. lol
I never thought you'd see this
yeah or fan. Like a hate comment and I respond to it and then they suddenly make a joke. I'm like, yeah, you thought
I was never gonna see
you were
this.
Just gonna be yeah you were just gonna be a dick you were yeah. you were angry about some shit
yeah
and decided to put it on me. But it's the ones who really want you to say some shit that I'm like
that's when I'm like, you gotta starve it out. You gotta dehydrate them.
Starve it
out.
Because I think that guy has...
Well, also that guy that was sending... That's also a form of objectification, doing that to you.
Right.
Sending you dick pics.
Right.
It's also a form of
assault. Well, let's like... I mean, and that... Speak on it. And
that,
because we... Like, people don't... like, sending a photo like that...
Unsolicited.
Is essentially like flashing someone.
It's assault.
Like, if you were... Yeah. If I were walking down the street and some guy was just like, dick...
or he went showed you a picture of it.
I would be like, I would be like, oh my god! Like,
I know,
please
literally,
stop.
Terrifying.
And that's, but people think because you're doing it behind a screen, like
that it's okay.
Oh, it's okay.
It's
like,
different. Yeah. It's not.
No, it's not. Don't do that. I even if it's like someone you know, I would urge you to maybe ask
first, get
before,
clearance.
Yeah.
Be like, let's make sure everyone's cool and on board with it.
Right.
Nothing wrong with sending pics unless they didn't ask for it.
Unless they
and they don't know you.
Yeah.
Unless you're Chris and that crazy guy.
And I have no idea who you are.
I
could not even tell you his name.
So for this next video, we're going to talk about men objectifying women. So I always like to describe the videos as Chris did originally.
Period.
So in this video, a man is basically, he has a bunch of pictures green screened in the video of a beautiful girl. And he's talking about how much.
Oh, I saw this one.
He's talking about how much he like loves her and like thinks she's really hot, essentially. And then when they show pictures of her from behind, she's considered flat, like her ass is flat. So he's like, ugh, gross.
Can we also talk about how it was a young woman in the video?
And the hairline was giving me 60.
That was giving, it was giving 60.
It was giving old folks home.
Yeah, it was giving like 45 going on 60, especially. yeah, that, so, and that's the kind of thing where we're really getting predatory and it's getting frightening.
Yeah.
And it gets frightening. It's also like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the point of his video too was talking about how she, like, doesn't have a butt or something like that.
Yeah.
Why do men feel the need to communicate things ever?
He's like, I literally, like, I hate you.
Right. Like, why? Like, if there's something I don't like, I don't talk about it.
Same.
I'm over it.
I don't bring it up.
I don't bring it up. But for some reason, a hater loves to talk about what they hate.
Yeah, like... Yeah, they keep it top of mind.
I'm
all
like,
the time.
So do you hate it? It sounds like you're in love.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're in love and you're obsessed.
I'll tell you something. There's a really thin line between love and hate.
Yes.
At some point, they're walking on eggshells. Like, they're truly walking that line.
Right.
Because the obsession is both.
Yes.
It gives me love. More
I feel
than
like
anything.
It was a line in the hit show Desperate Housewives, if we remember from years ago, that was like, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference. And I'm
period.
Like,
and that's,
speak
and
on
that's
it.
That's truly, this is so off topic, but not really. When people have asked me for like relationship advice, first of all, I'm no expert, but like, I just,
same.
They sometimes just ask,
Oh my God,
when they ask me about that, they're like, how do you know when it's over? Like, is it fighting or whatever? And I always say, no, it's when you don't want to fight anymore.
It's when you've given up.
Yeah, it's the complete indifference towards it. Like,
right.
Like, you just have no desire to either, like, even yell at each other.
Right.
It's
no,
just like
fighting
cold.
In a relationship, I think the connotation can be rough because there's so many different kinds of fights.
Yeah.
But like, an argument in a relationship, if done productively, is actually really good
it's
for a
healthy.
Relationship. You have to have arguments in relationships to to like communicate well and figure grow. Out what each one of you needs mm-hmm. And likes and in a partner.
Better. Like become a better partner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like it's definitely not fighting. It is when you give up. But like people always ask me for relationship advice as mm-hmm. well. And I'm like, babes, clearly it didn't work out. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, shouldn't I be the one asking you like what we should be doing? I don't fucking know how to go through it. Like I know how to go through a breakup and not die at this point, you know?
Like that's enough.
And that's enough.
That's enough for me.
And that's enough. You just start like going on 2-hour road trips to nowhere. But yeah, it's like it's so funny cause sometimes when you have a platform.
Yeah.
People kind of do immediately put you on a higher level of things, which yeah. I really appreciate. And it's like, yeah, we got these platforms for maybe having a little bit more, not me having a little bit more knowledge about something, but like, you know, speaking on things in a different way yeah. or having a uniqueness. So it makes sense that people would come to you or ask me about advice about things. But at yeah. the end of the day, like we're
in this boat together, girl.
I'm just as dumb. I'm probably dumber than most of you watching this right now.
Not me though. I'm smarter than
not her. No. She's smarter. Totally but like I could learn a lot from what everyone else has to say to me.
Same. Yeah. I think that's only natural, honestly. But
right.
But like especially with this guy, the attraction is so like almost feral that they feel entitled to like an opinion. Like they get to comment on your body or
right.
And that's why sometimes when dudes are like, all you do is body shame and return to body shaming. I've never talked about body shaming.
Right.
Not once. If you go all the way back, I've never once addressed body shaming.
Yeah.
All I've ever talked about is the very specific facets of bigotry.
Yeah.
That's what I've talked about. It doesn't make me a hypocrite because I never said I wasn't going to be mean to you.
Right.
I've told you many times.
Right.
I'm going to be really mean to you.
I never said I was nice. She yeah. said on this podcast. We've heard it.
And it went viral.
We all heard it.
And it went viral.
And that's the thing. Like going back to men and types too.
Yeah.
Like because he's now talking about like he's clearly showing that he has a type.
Yeah.
Men will talk about their types unprompted.
Yes, no, if they're single.
No one will ask you what your type is.
No,
and you
never.
Will be out here on social media spouting your type. And it's like,
not this girl.
Not
like,
this
why'd
girl.
Why'd you pick her then?
Babe, actually, no one gives a fuck what your
it's
type
crazy,
is.
It's crazy because you know who really doesn't care? The girl in that picture.
The girl. She's living.
She's living.
Because it was also red carpet photos.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, where?
They're Getty images.
Yeah, Getty images.
Like, gross.
I'm like, okay, like you said to some of the comments on your like Vegas things.
Yeah.
Once you get on the red carpet, let's talk about it.
Then we can talk about it, babe.
Then we can discuss. And let's also see what you wear.
I would love to.
Like, what's your fashion inspo?
That's what I was like, I'd love to see.
Yeah.
I'd love to know.
Is it 2006 Nike? Because it seems like you've been wearing a lot of that.
Right? Bands
no shade
to
Nike.
Kind of thing.
I love you guys.
No shade to Nike. But even in this video too, I think the whole video itself was green screened by a girl who was basically saying like, this is a terrible trend because men were using the sound to basically show women they were initially attracted to and then show assets that they have that they're like, yuck.
And
right?
Yuck.
Not a perfect 10.
Right.
Meanwhile, they look truly like a Muppet. So
yeah, it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work.
That's why I always make this joke. But I always comment on looks because it's never gonna not be funny when you're ugly and you're calling other people ugly. That hits every time.
It's not really.
That's the truest form of humor to me because it's like the self awareness. She's gone. She has checked out. She's not here, babe.
Well, some of these men really think they're hot.
Really
feel the fire.
And then if you comment on what they look like I do, like I'm like, you're one to talk, right?
Right.
Then they'll go, listen, I know I'm not perfect. Then shut the hell up.
It's always the fitness bro that thinks he's hot, but turns the like sharpness on his photos on Instagram up to 2000.
The contrast all the way up.
Brightness
down.
And like his hair is like covering his face and he's like,
all my life I had to fight.
all my love.
Bunch of demon emojis.
And, or it's like a Bible verse. And it's like, God, you really are close to the Lord with how much you talk about women.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Clearly, the teachings of the Lord have really penetrated that tiny pea brain.
They said it in the Bible. I hate women.
They say, it's actually one of the first lines.
It's in scripture. Yeah. So there you go.
And so I we're
and
on
I live
to
by
you.
That. That's what they say.
We're on to, and I live by that. It's the Instagram bio to end all Instagram bios.
Yeah, literally.
We're so here for it.
So the comments on this is like, I understand where you're coming from, but girls talk about us as well. Like, basically shitting on the girl who green screened the video. Because she was saying, this is a terrible trend, stop doing it.
Yeah. Right?
And this man is saying, I understand where you're coming from, but girls talk about us as well. Listen, talk about you when they've been provoked.
Right.
Men talk about women unprovoked.
Unprovoked.
All the time. Yes. Like, the only time women make fun of what other dudes look like is when they're being horrible.
Right.
Like, and then, or if they're making a joke, and in which case men do it the same too.
Yeah.
So, like, who exactly. are you really mad at?
Exactly. If we were in a culture where, like, no one was doing any of that, sure.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
sure.
The one or two times that it's ever a woman has ever objectified a man, yeah, we, sure. like, let's talk about it. But yeah. that's just simply not how.
Well, and any time a girl doesn't, all of a sudden that moral compass points due north.
Right.
They're it's like, you know, like, what? You know what? This makes you a bad person.
No, I've never objectified a woman
Not
in my
me.
Life.
I've never.
And so this is actually the first time I'm coming in contact with objectification, and I can't believe you are introducing it to me in this way.
In 2022, and I'm 30 years old.
And
I've never seen this before.
And I've never seen this before, and how dare you bring it up to me in this way? Yeah. It's just like, yeah, there are times when a woman has made a man uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Again, it goes back to everything that we've said before.
Yeah.
There are isolated incidences.
Yeah. And they beat those to hell. Like, right. they'll use them and just talk about them non-stop.
Right, because it'll be like a short king. Listen, I'm a short king, I'm all for them. Mm-hmm. It'll be a short king who's maybe felt insecure because a girl was like, listen,
I like a taller guy. Yeah.
And so because of that, he has then objectified women for the rest of his life.
Can you imagine?
But I can't, to be honest. I can't get into
that for like 15
I can't
years.
Get into that. But then he will also be the first person to be like, well, it's because one time in the fifth grade, Mallory called me short. And it's like, okay. Great, but that actually didn't give you a golden ticket to then objectify for the rest.
Or to be a bigot.
Or to be a bigot.
To make fun of, like, fat people for the rest of your life. Like,
right.
Okay, well, I hate fat bitches. Okay.
All right.
Well, I don't like short guys. You can't say that to me.
Yeah.
That's body shaming.
Again,
that's what
it's
they always say.
It's like, wait, so now you understand.
Yeah. So it turns out it doesn't feel very good, huh?
So now you get it.
Comment on your, that's crazy.
It's like, it's suddenly like,
I'm so glad we're doing this together. Like,
yes, babe.
We realized together. I'm so proud of us.
We got there. We got there. At the end of the day, you're best friends with these men. You know,
I'm
like,
saying.
You're helping.
My biggest fans.
You're helping lead them. It's like you are holding all of their hands. To the light. You're like, babe, I see you in the darkness.
I'm gonna bring you.
It's so gross down there.
And it's
you're
in
looking
hell.
Pretty rough. And it is in hell. It looks like your hair has been burned all off. Let me take you to the light side.
Yeah.
You know?
And by that I mean I get to show people that you're in hell and then I shut the door.
And then
you stay down there.
You stay down there,
there
because
you
took yourself there.
And this next comment says, oh, wait, aren't you the same girl? Girls that make fun of height. Yeah, see, we were just talking about height. My thing about height is this. If you're a short dude, right, and you don't make that your entire personality, you're fine.
I think like no one,
have no
yeah,
problem.
Literally no one cares. There was a time in my life when I was like, yeah, I always want like I think my type is someone who's like taller or something like that. But then I found myself like dating people of literally all heights.
Yeah.
Because like at the end of the you realize, oh, it actually doesn't
matter.
It doesn't matter unless you're going to hammer home the fact that you're like a short person.
Yeah, exactly.
For the rest of our lives.
No one talks about dudes being short more than short dudes who hate being short. Like you are the ones who talk about it all the time.
Right.
And bring it. Like, you'll never let me forget, no matter how hard I try.
Right.
You'll never let me forget.
No.
There are some, like, you. If you think about this, like, you talk to dudes who are short, don't make it their whole personality. You don't even realize they're short. like you, it takes a long time for you to realize like, oh, they're not very tall, but like, it's not something you're like, haha, loser.
Yeah.
It's just like a passing thought.
Yeah.
Because it's not their entire personality because they don't care because they're not insecure.
Right. And then that goes to the point of that you were saying earlier about how like women will frequently talk if you ask what their type is.
Yeah.
They're not going to go like, yes, maybe down like at the very end of the list is like, I like a taller man sometimes. Yeah. But let's talk about Selling Sunset for a second. Did you watch?
I didn't watch, but I think I know what you're going to talk about.
Chrishell, at one point in the show, says, I had a height thing for a while.
Yeah.
But then she dated Jason, who's much shorter than her, mm-hmm. because women are going to go for the personality.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. As long as this person is a good person, that's really all that matters.
Yes.
But, like, for me, I'm tall. Like, I'm someone who hated being tall for a long time. I'm 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
So I'm a tall bitch, so I would like someone to be taller than me.
Yeah.
In my dating time, right. like, that's like the least of my worries at that point.
And are
point.
You gonna like have you ever made that your whole personality
being tall
in your life? Right.
I'm being so tall.
Right.
You guys look at me, how tall I am.
Good for the movie Tall.
You know
girl.
What you're being mean to me? Because It's probably because I'm tall.
You've not seen like the other half of my body in these videos, but it's probably because I'm tall.
It's probably because I'm tall. But I bet you anything it's because I'm tall.
The types that like women will talk about and how it goes for personality first, that's why it can sometimes be like a dumpster fire in the gay community. Because that is all men.
Yeah.
Men. It's craziness. Like I'm like here we are talking about how men can be the worst and I am a man looking for a man.
If anything, red flag. That makes you a veteran. You know better than anybody.
I'm like trudging through the woods.
I'm allowed to comment on this.
Because it's like I'm a kind of guy who I will talk about personality first, but I'm also very aware that in the gay community, like so much centers around looks.
Yeah.
There is such like a toxic look in the gay community. Cause I mean, if you think about like older gay men too, they are always looking good.
Yeah,
they're always
true.
Looking like you are still
they're
snatched.
Killing it, yeah.
You're killing it. And I'm like, but does that come from the fact that you have been
like
working
like
your entire life to continue
looking
good? I
know. It's so exhausting, yeah. I'm sure, too. And
right,
like,
right.
This next comment says double standards. This next one says, that's so not okay. What trend is this? It's not a good one. That was like the only supportive one of the girls' video. But
yeah.
I mean, it's just the unsolicited commentary on other people's bodies. Unnecessary. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, it's always men.
Like
when it comes to objectifying, I can't forget to mention this. I made videos once about how I deal with objectification, like in public.
Right.
Because like back in the day, I used to be a screamer. Like I used to be someone, like because I had no fear when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to light people
clap
up. Clap
the
like,
fuck
in,
back.
In
so you would just do what you're doing on TikTok now.
Yeah,
but worse
because I, you know, because I had no community guidelines in real life.
Right. You could
like,
say whatever the
I
fuck you
like,
wanted.
I was like, yeah, and I had no fear, so I would go insane. Like if someone was objectifying me or like a friend of mine or anything like that.
Oh, go in.
But then I started thinking, people are nuts, so maybe don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So then I would try to say I was taken. I would try to ignore it, like nothing works, right?
No.
And then if you're receptive to it, they take that wrong too.
Yeah.
So I developed a technique I'm going to share with you all now. Right,
guys,
this
get ready.
Is something that's foolproof. Like it's worked every single time. Anytime I talk to women and we talk about this, I give them my tips, and a lot of times they tell me it worked. Right,
obsessed with that.
I've seen people do barking and shit, like. Sometimes dudes are into weirdos. Like,
right. Sometimes they're like, that's exactly what I wanted to do.
They're like, oh, she's so quirky.
She's a quirky queen.
Yeah, that barking doesn't work for me. Right. That doesn't work. So when they, let's say they say some bullshit, like you're by yourself. They say some bullshit. This is what you do. You go, what? Like you didn't hear them.
Right.
Even if you very clearly heard them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go, what? Really loud so it draws attention.
Yeah.
Then they're going to have to say it again.
Right.
And it's never anything good. They're like, you got some nice titties. Let's say that's what they said.
Then what?
Then you say, what? Like you didn't hear them. And then they're going to go, I said you have some nice titties. Like you're going to say it again and then you have to go again. What? Like you have to say genuinely stick to it. I'm telling you, commit to the bit. Once you say it, most of the time they bitch out after two.
Oh,
sometimes
my God.
They'll go to three. Three's the cap. They've never made it past three. Once you hit three, they're gonna be like, never mind. Like they're gonna be. And then if they say it, then let's say they double down, right? And they go to three,
right?
Then you go, oh. And just turn around. That's it. Do nothing else. Don't laugh. Don't smile. Oh. Don't get mad. Just go, oh.
Right.
and then leave. I'm telling you,
they say they feel so dumb. So that's my, literally, I'm telling you, they feel so, the look on their face is priceless. Every time.
I can imagine.
When you do it, they're literally like, they lose all their stamina, all their, all the gumption they have.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Well, there's a video of a girl walking around the streets of New York, and she replies encouraging all of the, she'll be like, oh my God, really? And really talk to them back. And almost all of them react horribly.
They short circuit.
They're like, off. Shut up.
They're like, why are you talking to me, weirdo?
Yeah. They're like, nice ass. And she's like, oh my God, thank you. They're like, bitch. I'm like, what was your goal?
Even that's what I'm saying. It's not for you.
No.
And even then there's a chance that someone might be like, yeah. And then you're like, now I gotta deal
gross.
With it.
Now I gotta
I'm
talk
telling
to you,
use my trick. I'm telling
that
works.
Does sound foolproof.
Every time. Then you go, oh.
Oh.
And you have to look up and down, oh. And just turn around. Ryan. That's it. Okay. One time, the very first time I ever did it, I was like, that's what I thought you said. I just turn around.
Right.
And then they're like,
I mean, can you imagine the embarrassment?
Just the humiliation. They literally, one time I had a dude do it and he literally sped off. Peeled out Fast and the Furious.
Immediately.
Took off Speed Racer
out
of the parking lot because I was at a gas station. Obviously, yeah. That's where it happened to me.
Yeah.
But that's where I developed my trick. And I've
that is so powerful.
I've shown women, because it's not you being antagonized. It's not you getting mad.
It's just you hello? It's you asking a question.
Oh.
Okay. And you're it's also repeat yourself. If you wanted to say that, say it. Oh, no, say it
I'm
louder.
I'm telling you. And you have to say it loud. When you say what, you have to say what? Really loud, so it draws attention. Everyone's looking. Now there's an audience. And they have to say it again.
Right. Because that's, it's exactly like the men who you're responding to.
Yeah.
It's like, no, double down on what you just said.
No, tell everybody. Hey, turn around. He wants to talk to us.
Yeah, no, he wants to, he has something to say.
I told you.
He's
you
being
wanna,
bold.
You want to be a main character.
Right.
I'm going to make sure of it.
Right.
So that's why I literally have done that countless times.
That's
beautiful.
And it
works every time. They feel so dumb. A lot of times they'll give up. They'll leave. Because then the third time you say it, they're going to be like, okay, she definitely heard me.
Yeah.
So then they're like, they get very uncomfortable.
My God. I'm going to live. So the antithesis of catcalling that I've experienced is men saying the gay F word to me in public. And there have been times when someone will say it driving by in their car and I'll agree. I'm just like, yes. Correct.
You're like,
ding, ding, babes. How'd you know? I was, my friend and I were being loud on the streets of New York the other day and the same thing happened.
Yeah.
But this time I didn't say anything. I just I was like, ugh, whatever. I'm annoyed by that. But I think that can also apply to that situation.
Yeah.
If I was just like, what?
Yeah.
What was that?
Absolutely.
No, say it again.
Feel free.
And enjoy, enjoy having everyone else here.
Yeah, you have to draw attention to it.
It is so funny when they say stuff, or if a man catcalls you driving by in the car.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you didn't want to stay. You knew this was something.
And they get stuck at a red light. So then you're just standing
right.
What do they do? Roll the window up.
It's just the slow,
I was just being silly and now I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. Honestly, men getting embarrassed, beautiful thing.
I'm telling you, it keeps me young.
And there was a survey, I forget, someone looked this up, but it's real. There was a survey of people asking women what their biggest fear was.
I think I remember
People ask women what their biggest fear is, and it's it's assault or being murdered on the street. Ask men what their biggest fear is.
Being embarrassed.
Embarrassment. Ridicule. And she's
and then I was born.
and then Drew spawned.
There you
out
go.
Of nowhere.
I spawned out of thin air.
Out of nowhere. And then you literally just the survey was finished and you appeared. It's like women are terrified of life altering events, but men are scared of a little joke.
Being embarrassed.
A little jokey joke about them.
That makes
terrifying.
A lot of sense. You know what? I can vouch for that. That's true.
Yeah.
They do not like being embarrassed.
They do not like being embarrassed.
I can 100% confirm.
And then that's oddly
like that.
What makes them
more mad.
What makes them mad. What makes them become women's biggest fear. That's what makes them violent. That's what makes them horrible humans.
Can you
it's
imagine?
It's just.
We have both have very different problems.
We have very different
problems.
If your biggest fear is being ridiculed.
Block me.
Block me. Block
That's
me.
That's my advice to right. you. Block me, babe. What's your biggest fear then? Embarrassment.
As a man, embarrassment, ridicule. No, bitch. Do you see my social media? I embarrass myself every day.
Me too.
I embarrass Same. Myself every day. Ridicule.
I think that's the only way you can do this business. No, my God. Shame.
Ridicule is so far from my biggest fear. There are Same. Videos where I know people are going to be like, Chris, there's something wrong with you. I know that's going to be the comment section. And I'm like, first of all, yes. There is.
And?
Yes.
And what of it?
Yes, and. And also, I'm like, I find joy in the ridicule. Yes. I'm like, yeah, I'm a mess, as you are.
As we all
And that's
are.
Also why you follow me.
Yeah, there you go.
That's like why you've connected with both of us no, is truly. Because you're like, oh, I'm a mess just like them.
Yeah.
I would say like a little bit of an irrational fear. I'm not a spider person.
Arachnophobia.
I frequently will go to bed and just think that there's like a spider. I will allow myself to think that like one is going to find its way into my apartment and just be like waiting. Do you know that happens in Australia?
Yeah, the absolute dinosaurs that they're still dealing with.
Terrifying. No. I will never go to Australia for that no. reason. I'm so sorry to all of you who are from there.
If I ever do go and I see one, I am never coming back.
One of my friends, I did a summer program with a girl who grew up in Australia. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, like the spiders are insane there, right? Aren't you scared of them? She's like, yeah, I hate them. Like one time I woke up and there was like a tarantula in my bed and I had to just like brush it off. I was like, you're not scared. So you're not scared of spiders?
No.
That like, you're lying to me.
So you just lied.
It would be death. I would hope my heart would burst in that moment and I wouldn't have to deal with it.
No, for me, that's the spider's house now. Like, I'm that's moving the spider. Out.
I'm
Clearly,
done.
The spider needs this room more than I do.
And take it. And please take it.
Honestly, take it. I'll pay for the house. It's fine.
I'll pay for it.
Live
yeah,
in the house,
you
spider.
Don't. No, but like.
I have no problems being like, I don't like bugs. Like, I don't like bugs.
No.
I don't like birds. I don't like sea animals. Like, there's a lot of things I don't like.
No. Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Then at the very top of that
list. Let me tell you.
However, I think an irrational fear of mine is like, I just talked about this with my sister actually on my podcast with her. But we talked about, I don't like, this is so, so stupid, but I don't like when like people are bigger than they're supposed to be. And I mean tall, like I'm talking tall, like I'm saying like giant things upset me. Like the best way to describe it is like, has anyone ever been to Disney? Listen, everyone in here is like, huh?
Yeah, we're catching up in our heads. We're like, wait, we'll get there.
Like if you've seen Chewbacca, right?
Right.
Has anyone,
he's a big girl.
Have you seen him at like Disney? I'm like, my heart's like pounding. Have you seen him at
You're literally
Disneyland?
Starting. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know how he's like 9 feet tall?
Yeah.
No. Instantly no.
Right.
Instant death, like kill me instead. So, I don't want to be around. I don't want to be in a world where people are giant.
Like giants scare you.
And in a sense that like, this is so hard to articulate. My family understands why. I have this irrational fear of large things. Like large people or mammals. You
so
know
like
what
not like you're not talking about like a tall king.
No, like, I'm talking like
you're talking like
I'm talking like
if
you're 12
if someone
feet tall.
If someone if someone's head like pure
like literally it gets like, me
if you saw two huge hands. Wait, like peer over.
Wait. Like this is a perfect example. This is the one I always give people, and they're like, "Oh, okay." Because I believe it or not, I talk about this a lot.
Right.
But like, has everyone seen Avatar? Right. The first Avatar.
Right.
Okay. Remember the part at the end where they're like all fighting each other, and then the girlfriend, like his blue girlfriend, mm-hmm. she comes to the little. You know, he's like in that little pod, and he's like in the machine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
so
she's...
you know, yeah. And you know how like something's attacking it, and he's gonna die. So she like crawls inside the machine. She crawls inside of it and she's holding him like this. Like he's like a little Barbie.
Oh, because he's small.
No. She's too big. Be less big.
Right.
Be less shrink.
That is so... I wonder where that stems from.
I don't know, but when I was a kid and I would have parties at... look at me just doing therapy. When I was having
a
party...
No, can we talk about it?
I would have parties at Chuck E. Cheese because the characters were
They're large.
Every time they came out, I would start screaming and run in the opposite direction. I have this track since I was a child.
Whoa.
Something about large mammals. Like, and I'm talking like 12... Like if someone came in here and they were like 30 feet tall,
yeah,
I would instantly kill myself.
Would you
I would throw myself in front of
you would probably
car.
Start sobbing.
I have. I saw Chewbacca for the first time. This is me being vulnerable. I saw Chewbacca for the first time at Disneyland. My mom was like, let's go take a picture. I said, girl, you know how I feel about big things.
Right.
She was like, it'll be fine. It wasn't. We went in there. I had a full-blown panic attack because it was too big. Too big. You're too big. You're too tall.
But you also... Right. Even knowing that it's just like a regular person in there.
Even though you know... average size.
It's like a...
I know he's not real.
It's like a 5'8". Intern who's just like
like an 18-year-old, like he's using, watching me in my early 20s absolutely right. spin out like so... I wish, oh, you know what, I'm gonna find the picture of me because my whole family's next to it and I'm on the very edge like, because I was,
you're scared,
losing. I literally was like, I couldn't do it. My boyfriend, that was the first time my boyfriend ever watched me like spin terrifying. out. So he was like, are you okay?
Have you ever cried on social media?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah, a couple times.
You're not, are you a crier?
Yeah.
You are a crier.
I'm a Cancer Moon, so yeah.
Oh my God.
I'd be crying and I'd be stressed.
But you, I feel like you, because you have to hold that stronghold on these men. You're like, I'm not gonna let them see shit. Yeah. I love a social media cry.
No, I love that.
I think they're very...
I love that for us.
Right.
I'm saying. This was way before I had a platform. I think I was like 20 at the time. But I don't know. Something about large mammals just...
They just get it.
Like when you see whales and they're like huge.
Oh my God. Like the open ocean,
I know,
for sure.
Are mammals a whale? I'm an idiot. Okay. I was like, are whales mammals? Like,
I don't know. Means you get pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think...
You don't lay eggs.
Whales get... Yeah, they don't... We would know about whale eggs.
It's just us just being like, are they mammals?
We would know if whales laid eggs. Think about it. Think about that. We would know.
We would know.
Because it would be a huge thing.
No, you're right. Would those whale watching things where they're like, they see a whale and then there's like a singular person in the boat. That's
terrifying.
My worst nightmare.
I would say that like the open ocean is another big, big fear.
Me too.
Like thinking about just like if I am left in the middle of no, because then imagine looking down.
No.
Huge mouth. No.
That literally, that
you're
literally
done.
Like that scene in Life of Pi. Have you ever seen Life of Pi?
Yes.
Okay, the part where he's just like sitting on the boat and then that giant whale comes out and it's like.
It's like.
I can't stop. I watched that and I said, that's where it ends for me.
Yeah.
I'm drowning myself that night. Like,
no.
I will not.
He held on for a long time.
Way too long.
He held on for
a
way
too long.
As
soon as I see a whale, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm out. I don't, take me now. I don't want to be in this world anymore.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm also
reincarnate
pretty,
me.
I'm pretty terrified of like the like supernatural.
Me too.
Like I'm scared of a ghost.
Me too.
I'll say
and
it.
I believe in them.
I believe it.
And you know who you're fucking with them? White people.
And they do.
They test the afterlife.
And they test it. And
not
it's not
I.
for me. And it's not for me. There was a time when I was like, there was a good time in my life where like every night before bed, I was like, there are spirits here. And then I moved out of that apartment and I didn't feel it anymore. So let me tell
Sinister.
You, there were spirits there.
I'm telling you, Insidious the movie.
Insidious the movie. It's giving Paranormal Activity.
It's giving,
except I'm
you
not.
You wake up and you're like, it's giving me paranormal. Can
it's
you guys
giving
not?
Me paranormal. Except I am not a person who's going to set up a camera and wait to see what's happened. That's.
I'm leaving. Immediately.
I'm leaving. That's not going
to
be.
As soon as when they're like, oh, I need to figure it out. Not me.
Not me.
I don't need to know. The ghost can have this house.
They can figure it out.
They can have it.
No, like,
let's talk.
Babe,
I don't want to argue with you about property.
No,
you can have
my
it.
God.
You
it's
can
yours.
Keep it.
You were probably here before me.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Take
that's,
it.
That's all yours.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, fears.
Fears.
I have the most irrational fear. I used to be scared of cows for a while.
Well, they are big.
They are, but see.
So it's
just,
really just like, it's a big thing for you. It's
big
just
mammals.
Like, yeah, a
there's
big
just
mammal.
Something. Okay, no, I had a dream once about that a cow was chasing me on two legs, like Barnyard. Like Otis from Barnyard. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Ugh. That joke will kill for people who've seen my life. Like, he walks around on two legs.
Ooh.
Which is something, there's something, you want to talk sinister.
That would be, if you saw a cow walking around on two legs.
Tell me that wouldn't make you shit yourself.
I would be upset. It would be upsetting.
I had a dream it was chasing me on two legs, and then I had this really irrational fear of cows for a while.
Whoa.
I've since grown past it. I think they're okay now.
Yeah, I mean,
cool.
You know the way to get over this is, like, exposure therapy. Like, your photo with Chewbacca was necessary.
Was it? Because I still haven't gone past it.
And listen, I'm never gonna touch a spider in my life. So here's me trying to give the advice when it's not something I'm willing
but not
to take.
Take it?
No.
No, that's
no,
for you.
No, thank you. That's for you.
That's
but
for
you take it. But you take it. Yeah. No, I do. I just tend to like live in fear.
Same. I feel you.
Yeah.
I think anxiety is just constant fear.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's what it is. The internet has given me a lot of new fears.
Oh, me too.
I'm like, I'm just scared of the internet a lot of the time.
Yeah, like when I found out that when you order at Starbucks, they can see you.
What did you just say? Unlocked.
When you order at Starbucks, they can see you.
Like at the drive-thru?
Yeah. Like, you know how they're the big menus? There's cameras in there. They'd be watching you. And you know how I found that out? You know how I found that out? Do you want to know how I found that out? I literally found that out because one time I was in a Starbucks drive-thru and I was ordering and I was trying to get my mask out of my purse. I had a pair of underwear in my purse. Don't ask me why. I was going to the beach. That's neither here nor there. I had a pair of chonies in my purse. I'm sitting there, I'm ordering, trying to put the mask on my face. The dude talking to me, a little too friendly. Kept calling sugars, sugies. It was throwing me off, right? So I'm sitting there trying to order. He keeps saying the word sugies. And I'm trying to put my mask on my face and it won't go on. You want to know why? I was putting a pair of underwear on my face.
Oh!
A pair of underwear on my face.
No!
And then I found out they could see me because then when I came to the window, none of them could really look at me. And they were all laughing. And you want to tell me? That's a fear.
That-
you want to talk fear? That's a fear. Someone, and I said, can they see you in the through the menu? And people in my comments were like, yeah, we can see you.
That's, I'm in pain for you. For you. That's ridicule at the end
I'm
of the
saying,
day. That's embarrassment.
I'm literally saying.
And you lived through it. And let's and let that be a message to men everywhere.
Yeah, the mental scar on my frontal lobe, the fact that I'll wake up at night in the middle of the night thinking about that, yeah.
Was it like cute underwear?
No.
Damn.
They were what we call period panties, babe. That's what was on my face.
And how did we confuse that for a mask?
Because both of them were black.
Right.
And they were both in my purse, and right. I wasn't looking, and I was thinking about the word
sugies.
Were
you trying to put, like, the leg holes?
Yeah, I literally
over
was
ears.
Putting one side on my ear, and I kept going like this, and it wouldn't stick because I was still trying to order. Mind you, I'm ordering all this coffee for my family. There's about eight of us. So I'm like, no, that's a venti iced Americano with oat milk, no sugar. Like, I'm literally doing that, like, trying to remember it, and I'm putting underwear on my face, bitch. Underwear, babe. Chonies.
I can just imagine them all, like, people are starting to gather around the monitor.
Watching
they're
it, like a live stream.
Is she? She's? Oh, my God.
Period panties.
Whoa.
They were Exhilaration brand, honestly. They were from Target.
Whoa.
I've had them for about 10 years, so that should tell you the state of them. But they were clean. They were clean.
Right, no.
No one tell me, no one even start with me and try to say I put dirty chonies in my
okay, but right.
in my purse.
And so what did going to the beach have to do with
that? That's why I was like, I was just going to the beach.
Neither here nor there.
Because I don't like UTIs. So after you swim, you have to change. But then I already had like a little bralette with me.
You're not a fan of UTIs?
No.
Oh.
As are most of
That's
us.
That's too bad.
So then if you sit in a wet bathing suit... If you sit in a wet bathing suit, you get a UTI. So I was literally like, oh, I'll just bring underwear. And I put them in my purse so I didn't have to pack
so
a bag.
So you were trying, you were really trying to be productive.
I was
this
trying
moment.
To be prepared, and that's what I get. That's how I'm, re-
that's
I
how the
am
universe
repaid.
Repays you.
Yeah, they repay me by making me put period panties on my face.
Something about astrology plays into all of this.
Yeah, me being a Virgo, I'm very prepared.
That's what it was.
And that's why I spin out when
And then it was the Cancer moon putting the underwear on my face. Yeah.
And then it was my Sagittarius rising getting angry at everyone like it was anyone's fault.
My God,
own.
It really throws. It all comes together.
And my mask was like same kind of material a little bit. Cloth. You know what I'm saying? And on that note.
And on that.
What were we talking about? And on that note.
Fears.
Fear. Well, fears. Objectification is a fear.
Oh,
so there you
objectification.
Go.
She
we
sure
went
is.
Off the rails a little, but you
my
know
God,
what?
We
always
did.
Bring the ship home.
We did.
Just
I'm so
the now, fact that you can't look at me the same anymore.
I'm like whoa. This has been really fun.
Anyways, that being said, thank you so much for coming.
Thank
today.
You for having me. Whoa. I feel like a lot has changed since I first walked through the doors.
I feel like we connected on a different level now.
Yeah. My
me and the 50 other people in this room.
And the 50 other people. Yeah, right. Like, I'm so relaxed. My asshole unclenched.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
And there's ass sweat probably, huh?
I didn't want to say it.
We stand that here.
But we stand it. But we stand it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. Thank you
Thank
so
you for
much
having
God.
Me on the comment section.
I love that for us. Look at that brand placement. Love that.
Like, subscribe.
Yes, please
and
do.
Follow.
Thank you. And everyone, well, make sure, where can everybody find you?
Oh, You can find me at Chris on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I do have just the username Chris.
Love that.
Or not Olsen Chris if you're feeling wild. I am in a new Discovery Plus series coming out called Book of Queer. And many and other exciting projects. Hopefully a coffee brand coming out soon.
Look
so just
you.
Keep your eyes open.
She's a busy girl.
She's a businesswoman.
Yes, she is. Girl She's boss till I die.
Girl boss till I die. But until then, just continue watching the chaos that happens on social media. Chris Olsen on Instagram.
Yes, please follow Chris on everything. I adore you.
I love
you so
much.
Thank
I love
you.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for having me.
So welcome. And for those of you who want to watch full episodes of the Comment Section Show, make sure you subscribe to Past Your Bedtime on YouTube. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can also stream the Comment Section on all available streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, you name it, all of it. It's there. Make sure you listen to all of us. Make sure that you follow Chris. And also, thank you so much for joining us today. Love you. Bye.
Bye.